For families of troops in Iraq, the new developments in Baghdad are a cause for rejoicing. But they know their loved ones are still a long way from home, and a long way from safety. Commentator Hope Caritas says this war is reminding Americans of something they had almost forgotten.
The old saying is true. Nothing is really real until it happens to you. Recently, a coworker stopped me in the hallway to say that two Marine Corps officers were on their way to speak with another employee. Her son was serving in Iraq. For what seemed like hours, we all waited for them to arrive. As word about it spread around the office, you could feel the tension. Everyone kept asking each other, "Has she heard yet?" We hoped that maybe they were just coming to tell her he was injured or a POW. But when they finally arrived, they notified her that her son had been killed in an ambush attack. I'm a human resources professional. Throughout my career, I've had to deal with several tragic situations at work, when employees were killed, committed suicide, or died suddenly on the job. We have procedures we follow to get support and counseling to our employees, to disseminate information, and to help other employees cope with the crisis. This has always been a difficult part of the job. However, before now, I never cried when I was dealing with a crisis situation at work. It's my job to be strong and coordinate everything for everyone else. I'm not exactly sure why this was so hard for me. The employee was not a close friend. I never met her son. Before this happened, I didn't even know he was serving in the military. But I feel so bad for her and her family. I just can't imagine how horrible it is to lose a child. And it's more than that. When I saw those officers, it made the war real to me in a way that it wasn't before. I had the same awful feeling in my stomach as when I saw pictures of the plane crashing into the World Trade Center. I felt sick. I'm 31 years old. I think my generation and people younger than me are being forced to learn about war for the first time. We were too young to know the reality of Vietnam. We never experienced attending a hometown football game where they announced a list of young boys who were recently killed in the war. We only remember Panama and the first Gulf War. And while I do not mean to belittle those military actions, they were different from this war. Invading Iraq means more of us will be faced with the brutal reality of war. More of us will know people who lose family members. It will no longer be an abstract discussion about our president or the UN or anything else. The moment I saw those officers walk into the office, the politics of this war became completely irrelevant to me. I guess I learned something at that moment that so many others who have been through this before, sadly, already knew.
The comments of Hope Caritas, a human resource specialist from Denver. Other comments on the war, including war diary entries, are at npr.org.